Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday, but it's only...
It's Thursday.
Yep. That's right. Hey, you guys. John Mayer. John Mayer's coming to town.
Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it.
You want to check out John Mayer? Be caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 gets a pair of tickets for John Mayer's show September 16th at the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. But psst, Alice listeners can grab them today between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Use the code MASHUP. And you get to get your access to these tickets a day early, which is very exciting. So call now, 800-400-3697, and Hooman will count to 97 and award the tickets to see John Mayer to caller 97. And we have tickets all day, 5 past 9, noon, 3, and 5, today and tomorrow.
Where are the John Mayer tickets?
LiveNation.com.
LiveNation.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't forget, today, mashup.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It is. Yep. Get you day early access.
LiveNation.com. Mashup. John Mayer.
Yeah, that's the keyword, mashup.
10 o'clock. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the number you're trying to get, you know, to win those tickets, mm-hmm. but you can text us there as well. 510 says, saw Matt last night at GAMH. It was awesome. He's so much fun. GAMH?
Great American Music Hall.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice. GAMH? Maybe they meant to say?
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Whatever it is, it's Great American Music Hall.
Good morning, radio family. Happy opening day of baseball. I'm headed to Oakland right now from Sacramento. Wow. She's all geared up in her A's stuff.
Oh, good for her.
Nice.
Fantastic. Enjoy your day at the park. Actually, is it supposed to rain in the middle of the day today?
They said off and on.
Yeah.
Well, bring an umbrella. Bring a tarp.
You know, when I lived in Oregon... they used to say this thing about the football game, the stadium there. It's called Autzen Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't been yet, and you know, but it's such a big part of the town.
Yes.
And they would always, you'd always hear people saying, it doesn't rain in Autzen Stadium. And I honestly thought, like, would they, like, build it in a spot where the... That's crazy. How does rain not fall there? And then I went, and rain was falling all over my damn head. And I'm like, what is the deal? And they're like... No, we just don't care, dummy. Mm. It doesn't rain here because
we're into the game,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it doesn't rain here. It's just, we mean, you just play anyway.
Right.
And we just cheer anyway.
Oh, so I didn't bring my gear because you guys told me that it wasn't going to rain. So I'm the idiot in the t-shirt.
Clearly, I'm too stupid to understand what you were going for there, but man.
It's just a cute little slogan.
I guess.
Sun's always shining there.
It really does rain there, though. That's the thing. My point is.
You got to break with reality if you're going to be a Ducks fan.
Right. 925. I think they're letting Jussie go because police commissioner said too much about how guilty he was and that messed up the case.
Yeah, that was my theory too.
He made it hard to get a fair trial in his lawyer's eyes.
He did come out punching.
Yeah, I'm just so bummed that he did that in the first place, whatever his motivation was.
Absolutely horrible.
I'm so bummed just about it. I mean,
way to set race relations back, buddy.
Well, that's it. You know what? I've realized now it's just foolish to think in my lifetime we're going to see some kind of racial harmony. And I get it. There was segregation not that long ago, and before that, even worse. Mm-hmm. So I understand the hostility. It's deserved and it's understood. Get it. But don't do that and make things worse or
right.
Bring up new, like, you put a noose around your own.
To, like, prove your point that it's still happening? Well, you're part of that.
Oh, come on, man. Mm. Just sucks.
It does suck. It's horrible. The whole situation is just, like, just a series of terrible decisions. One on top of the other. You big dummy. Dummy Smollett's what we're going to call him from now on. Uh-huh. I'm calling him that from now on.
Sarah talked about an arch pillow a while back. She said it was the best pillow she ever had slept on. Can you let me know where I can buy one? Thanks.
Oh, I got that at the Sleep Number store.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It has like an arch cut in the side so that it's you don't have to bunch up your pillow to not have it be under your shoulder but be the right thickness for your head. It's great. I love it.
You're sleeping under that 20-pound blanket now, too,
so
aren't you?
Oh, you're not.
I don't.
Your girlfriend sleeps under
she...
That 20-pound blanket.
You got it?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It's like a hug all night long. It's just so heavy. It makes it really hard to turn over, though. You're like under this thing.
I think that's part of the point.
Yeah.
Because you don't.
No, you're just pushed down and resting.
You don't
resting.
Toss and turn.
It's like I've only been to like an acupuncturist, or I think it was an acupuncturist, one time. And they laid this really, so she did whatever, talk with me, and then she laid this like really heavy blanket on, like so heavy, probably more than 20 pounds, I don't know, like with lavender in it and all this crap. But I just remember being like, it was like this, you had to kind of give yourself up to it, you know? And that's like with this blanket, you just sort of, you almost are forced to relax. You have to give up. Anyway, the arch pillow is great.
Thank you, Sleep Number.
Yes. We're going to start endorsing Sleep Number.
Yeah.
When are those start next week?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe in a couple weeks.
Vinny and I have we're experiencing a whole new thing.
Yeah, sounds great.
It's neat.
707 says, they have escalators in Mississippi?
That's
the university
they
said you should ride shoulder to shoulder. That's the way.
That's the most efficient way. Everybody get on, everybody get off. Load that thing up or just run up the stairs.
I work for a prosthetic limb provider, and he made a compartment in one of our patient's upper legs, young guy, so he could hide his weed in it. So the thigh part, which was basically plastic, had a compartment for the doobie weed.
Oh, how handy.
I asked you that earlier because I feel like everybody who's into the pot, and this was when it was illegal, I guess now it's different.
You don't need to hide it in your fake leg.
But I always felt like we were looking for some neat new way to carry our stash.
Yeah, yes.
You
right.
Know.
I was looking at your headphones because they're, you know, they have the big ball on the outside. And I was thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if you could go and like a little compartment would open?
That'd
be
exactly
fun.
What you want is little neat little thing. Places yeah. that.
You got to just hope they don't x-ray it at the airport.
Right.
Oh, what's that?
Nothing. Don't look
nothing.
In there.
Look away. Just the padding.
Female here. That Ashley Madison song has me laughing my ass off every time, especially when the chorus of men come in.
Yeah. It's the funny part is that it's all men. That's who's on Ashley Madison. Men. So if you're looking for a woman, that's not the place to look. Freaking sight for having affairs. F off Ashley Madison all the way. And then share all the info with people's wife. Oh, yay. Yeah. That's so great. Thank you.
I like when Bryn played it earlier and then he's like, everybody! And that's right when the whole chorus kicks in. That was really well done.
Thanks.
You're amazing, Bryn.
He is amazing. He's great. And he's going to do a movie review in 1 minute. So get ready, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't Levi's just take it from you for free? Says 408. No.
No, they can't.
That's my slogan that I offered them for a fee.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, you've said it enough times on this show that they cannot now. We would have enough documentation to say, that's Vinny's idea. You need to $1 million. $1 million.
Vinny, I have no way of proving it, but I believe that's my idea. No, it's not, Raul. You liar.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, Raul. You have no way of proving it.
Right, we do.
Raul. Yo, Raul.
Damn it.
Raul. Jump to your defense, Vinny. Raul.
Hey, Sarah, I'm visiting Boston next week with some friends, and I've only been once 10 years ago. Do you have any Boston recommendations? Maybe where to get a good bar pizza.
Any bar. Grinders. Walk into any bar or any grinder shop and you'll get a good grinder. Don't go to a chain. Bah. Just walk in any bar, get yourself a grinder or a pizza in there.
This bar.
We built this show.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We built this show. Chicks making out. Built this show.
Sing it.
Yeah, bro. Singing it.
We built this show on chips, make it out.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Nope. We'll do it live.
Suck.
Thing sucks.
Lick them. Suck.
Hey. All right.
Let's go for it. Come on, let's go for it.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, and Bryn.
Oh, I missed Bryn. That intro.
Oh, dear.
Bryn.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by News 10.
Oh,
wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
All right, everyone.
So stupid.
Well,
every time.
Busting in the club, I start tearing it up.
It's been a while.
What if Corey Feldman gets like a little tiny royalty?
I hope he does.
Every time we play that.
We're the only ones in the country.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
So what else wised up?
Before we get into Dumbo, there's two quick movies I want to tell you about. One is called Highwaymen. It's a Netflix film. It's Woody Harrelson, Kevin Costner, and Kathy Bates.
Oh.
So this film is about Frank Hammer, and Frank Hammer is the man who tracked down and apprehended Bonnie and Clyde in the 30s.
Oh, all right.
So we can all agree Netflix is entirely different than the movie theater, like 1,000,000%. You're at home. You're watching TV.
Yeah.
So it's a different feel. So I feel like you can give movies a little bit more leeway. I mean, you're not stuck. You can pause. You can go to, you know, you can do whatever. So this film is good, but it's really so much. There's like, it's not really about Bonnie and Clyde. You don't even see them until the very end of the film.
It's this guy trying to find them. Who's Frank Hammer?
So Frank Hammer
playing him?
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Okay.
He's the most decorated Texas Ranger of all time.
I see.
And what happened was the Texas government.
Hammer, Texas Ranger.
Hammer, Texas Ranger. The Texas government, like, disbanded the Rangers.
Mm.
They thought they were just a bunch of crazy cowboys shooting up people. And, you know, they did commit some crimes. There's no doubt about it if you read about them. But they had to, you know, the movie's about the economic situation in America. It's about, you know, who the Texas Rangers were, why they were disbanded.
In the 30s.
In the 30s, yeah. And then, you know, why they had to bring them back together to hunt down Bonnie and Clyde. It was basically because every other agency in the country was just entirely dysfunctional. They just couldn't do it.
Mm.
You had to bring back the Rangers. So it reminded me of, you know, Elliot Ness in Untouchables, Kevin Costner. I don't know if you saw that. Anyway, I'm going to give it 3 Persian rugs. It's available.
It.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Good. The other one's called Hotel Mumbai. This is a very controversial film. It's Dev Patel, Armie Hammer, and Jason Isaacs. Who's that?
Jason Isaacs? No idea.
Lorca from Star Trek.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy from Harry Potter.
He was the captain the first season.
That's right.
Let me see. All right.
So in 2008, 10 Pakistani Muslim men stormed into buildings in Mumbai, killing 164 people. And this film focuses on the 5 terrorists who took over the Hotel Mumbai. So on a side note, Mumbai, like, I don't know how much you know, but for 250 years it was called Bombay. So Bombay doesn't exist anymore. It's now Mumbai. So a little history lesson for
you. Well, because of the British colonization. Well,
yeah, and they wanted to go away from that when they...
Okay.
I personally prefer Bombay. Just that's my opinion. This film is so tense, so much killing. It's so bloody. At times, it's just so heartless. The timing of the film is unfortunate just because right now the tensions are just high. I feel like they're higher than they've been, I don't know, at least in a year. But the film is well done. You know, it's worth watching. So if you can, I mean, man, it is so bloody. It is.
Does Dev Patel play one of the... terrorist?
No, he plays one of the Indian servers, waiters in the hotel.
What about Armie Hammer? Is he just a guest at the hotel? Or
he is. He's one of the VIP guests.
Oh.
And Jason Isaacs is always a bad guy, and he's a guy who starts off bad that you end up liking by the end of the movie. All right, everyone. Here's your review of a film called Dumbo.
Did you give it your rating already?
3.5. I give it 3.5. Hotel Mumbai. 3.5 Persian Rugs. Here's your review of...
Play the song.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dumbo.
Trying to make me cry?
Yes.
This is from the original.
This is
Dumbo.
The original.
So this is not in this movie?
It is in the movie, but I like the original. I like this old-timey version.
Do you want to hear the newer version?
Sure.
Actually,
I'd love to.
We didn't hear it during the... There was a one during the movie, but Arcade Fire has one released already. It's Baby Mine as well.
Sounds too clean.
Well...
I like the... In the background of the other one. This is when the mama elephant is in jail. They
mm-hmm.
sneak. The mouse gets Dumbo over to see her because she got put in the jail car because she freaked out because everyone was making fun of her kid.
Spoiler alert!
No.
That's from 19. Yeah.
That's the 1930s one.
It's very similar, actually, in the new ones here.
And she snakes her trunk out of the thing and cuddles Dumbo in her trunk and rocks him outside because he's Mrs. Mama. She was put in jail for defending her baby.
So this film stars Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, Eva Green, and Alan Arkin. So this film, for the most part, is a remake of the 1941 cartoon. Circus elephant gives birth to a beautiful baby elephant with oversized ears, which allow this elephant to fly. Bryn,
yes.
Is the 2019 version of Dumbo at least as good as the 1941 version?
It's hard to compare.
Did you guys both watch them both?
I watched it when I was really young. And I have watched many clips of it since, now that I'm older. But it's also because of all the things that popped up. And I'm looking at it from a different point of view because there's all these underlying messages that don't necessarily... As a kid,
even the shadow people setting up the tents at the beginning, it's like, those look like black men forced into that labor.
I'm going to say they're at least as good as each other, everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You loved this.
I did like it a lot. Bryn, when you saw Dumbo fly for the first time, how did you feel?
That was pretty incredible. That was like movie magic right there. I looked over at my niece and nephew, and they both had magic in their eyes. It was a beautiful feeling. And you know, I really did. I wanted to bring the kids because I knew that this is a kid's movie, and I wouldn't have chose to go to this movie.
So this isn't a date movie. This isn't like an adult who's got a couple hours to kill in an afternoon. This is something you bring your kids to, period.
I would say that, but, you know, some people out there love the Disney world.
I think it's a date movie. I'm going to say yes to a date movie.
Somebody like
date
someone might movie. Love yes. to go to a movie like that with a date. I would not do that. I wouldn't choose to go out and watch Dumbo on my own.
You wouldn't?
With Anita.
All right.
But, you know.
That's too bad.
I didn't hate it.
So every animal is CGI.
Just all the time.
I mean, yeah. How did it look?
It's hard to tell. It looked really good. The trunk and the wrinkles in the elephant, all that was like really, really well done. I was impressed. And, you know, I mean, I should expect that because it's modern day technology. But still, I walked in with very little expectation. And at least visually, this was so fun. The colors and the vividness of everything was so realistic.
Okay, so there are two songs in this film, Baby Be Mine and Elephants on Parade.
Pink Elephants on Parade.
Look out, look out, pink elephants on parade.
This is the original.
It is.
That's
correct. Did they use the original?
They did not, but the new soundtrack is not out yet.
Ah, so you don't. Right, there's no way to get it.
I don't have that yet.
This is when the mouse and the elephant get drunk.
That's
the
right.
The baby elephant. So, another non-PC thing in the original.
Yeah, I didn't notice any drinking in this part. This
so they kept this song in. And so, Bryn, the way they execute the Elephants on Parade, Pink Elephants, like, how was the 2019 version?
I would say it was a lot more PG. Sure, this whole thing was, like, made for kids, but like I said to Sarah off the air earlier, Disney does a thing where they really tragically throw you into the dirt so they can drag you around and make you feel like, oh, man, my heart's broken.
They
I want to cry.
Twist your emotions,
so that there's
right.
only up from there, right? But it was very kid-friendly, I would say.
Oh. So this part...
Despite the despair.
Right. It wasn't nearly as dark as the original.
Mm-hmm.
So this part... So in this film, there's a ghetto circus where Dumbo starts, and then he gets to go to a real bougie circus, like a Cirque du Soleil.
Oh.
And when the Cirque du Soleil...
well.
When the Cirque du Soleil scene happens is when you see Elephants on Parade. And the way they executed it was so good.
Oh.
I was, oh, wow, that's so smart. Because unless you go into a dream state, how are you going to make the Elephants on Parade?
Right.
It was very dreamy. Yeah, they had these really cool cartoon-looking bubbles. Like,
oh, don't give it away.
What?
I told you not to give it away. That's why I'm, like, beating around the bush.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. They blew bubbles. My
well,
bad.
Don't.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Not really a key element to me. It's just bubbles in the air.
You
and
can't
it was...
play the alert after you say the stuff.
Well, you know what? It's not even a spoiler. I wouldn't call that a spoiler. They're blowing bubbles in the circus. Come
well,
on.
People who spoil things never do call them spoilers.
Is there a weak link in the
That's
film?
True.
Is there a weak
That's
link
a good
in the film?
You know, look, this is a kid's film. I don't think that there's a weak link, in my opinion, really.
But it wasn't really for you.
No, I would totally enjoy this. At home. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't want to get out of my bed or off my couch in the living room
yeah,
and go to the
right,
theater
right,
for it, you know?
Right.
But, you know, I do love going to movies, and I love seeing sure. things in 3D or, you know, on the IMAX screen. I love all that and mm-hmm. the sound. Everything's great. But dragging my ass out of bed or out of the house for something has to be for me, mm-hmm. right? Or I might do it for Cameron, you know, or for one of my nieces. That makes more sense for me.
Right.
Yes.
But human date movie.
Absolutely. Sum right. it all up, let me just say this. I like this film. There are some super sad, tragic moments. Oof. But overall, as Bryn said, when you see Dumbo fly, and he flies so many times, and the way the movie ends is so, like, it's just, it's magic. I mean, you know what's going to happen. You're waiting for it. And then you're, once again, watching it for the first time. You're watching it through those 9-year-old eyes again. You're like, look at that elephant fly.
You felt like a 9-year-old, mm-hmm. huh?
You did. With that being said, I'm going to give it a solid 4 Persian.
Nice. Rubber. I may have sounded a little bit critical.
You did.
I know.
Really critical.
But I did love the movie, and I think it's great for kids, and I would watch it again at home. So I'm giving it a solid 4 Ninja home. Stars.
Oh,
I love the movie,
4.
And I highly recommend it. If you have kids, bring them to the theater. That's totally worth it.
All right.
Next week, everyone, Shazam.
Oh, who's in that again?
Well, nobody really famous.
Okay.
It looks like it's like a joke. Yeah, Shazam.
It is. It's like
is it a superhero movie?
It is, yeah.
But it's not, is it?
No, he's a superhero. He just has magic powers. He's a little boy who's caught in the body of a man.
Oh.
Oh, that's why he's so lame.
Yeah. He's basically 11-year-old. In that adult body the whole time. So even in the comic
like
books, whenever he like beats the crap out of a villain, he'll turn to Batman and be like, high five, and Batman will just walk away.
Oh, so wait, the Shazam that I saw as a kid, what show? It was like a TV show, right?
Yeah, but he's part of the Superman Batman universe.
But he wasn't a kid in the show that I saw, or did I just only watch it
once? I feel like he was like a teenager.
Oh.
Or maybe like 19.
But he wasn't trapped
20.
In the wrong body. Like, or at least when I watched the TV show as a kid, I didn't get
I
the feeling
so.
That he was like trapped in a body. He
looks
seemed like a
lame
dude.
In the commercials, like he's not a superhero.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Like the Justice League was really torn whether or not to induct him.
Oh, I see.
There's,
well,
yeah, there's
Shazam on
all
the
right.
edge.
Yeah. Next week.
All right, looking forward to that. Great job, you guys. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today, you guys. Mm-hmm. Boy, you just made me laugh, and I almost cried twice. What a show. Good job, Hooman and Bryn, on the movie review.
Will you take Joy, your guest this weekend, to see Dumbo?
I won't. Mm. There's zero chance of that happening. I am going to try and bring her in tomorrow, though, so... If
she makes it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still can't get out of her when she's going to be here or what's
so
happening.
Weird.
I know. That is weird. Whatever. I don't care. I just got to roll
by
the seat of
my... Until they show up tonight and wake you up.
Well, they won't wake me up. John knows better than that. If I'm in bed, I'll be shielded. No one wants to wake the monster.
Right.
The end.
You're fun.
So tomorrow on the show, should be fun. Hopefully Joy will come. She is Joy. She's a ray of light and just a crazy chick.
And is always in a bra, which I think is mandatory on tomorrow's show.
Well, I'm thinking that you'll easily be able to tuck that blouse right off of her so
good.
She
Ooh.
Can show you the clean lines of her fabulous bra, whatever she's wearing.
I mean, if she wants to.
Yeah, we would never force anyone.
No.
God, hashtag me too.
She lives that way on Instagram.
I know,
it's not even going to be a thing.
I know. It's like a bikini. You're totally covered
like
in a
Bronte
bra.
She's like Bronte with no socks and shoes.
Right. Always has the nothing on the top.
Right.
Where
mm-hmm.
he always has the nothing on the bottom. And also, it'll be Friday the whole time.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, and we're doing a secret show today. You can find that around 11 at RadioAlice.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.